I remember the first time I ever told a lie. I was 6 years old, right? We had just come home from church. And my mother started yelling, "Who wrote Martin on the living room wall in red crayon?" I had the crayon behind my back. I said, "I think Martin Luther King did it." She said, "Think again." I said, "D. Barton." She said, "What did I tell you about lying?" And then I thought real hard, and I remembered, I said, "Oh, Mom, you a trip. When the man from the gas company called, you ain't home. Now, Ma, go to your room until you stop lying." She put me out. I love you, Ma. Trust me on this. All right, Godzilla's coming down the street. Don't look back. Trust me. Don't look back. Oh! I told you don't look back. He always squashes people that looks back.
Martin, is this your book?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Whoa. Babe, it's my baseball shirt.
I know.
Did I do something?
No. My parents are visiting here on their way home from France, and I don't want them to know that you sleep here.
But I do sleep here.
Not while my father's around, you don't.
Dr. Waters, look what I'm doing to your daughter. Mm-hmm. And look what your daughter doing to me.
You don't know my father. He can be very intimidating.
What do you mean, babe?
Well, he made my last boyfriend cry, and he was a Muslim.
Damn.
I'm not kidding, Martin. Please be on your best behavior, and please wear a tie.
He made a Muslim cry?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I won't just wear no tie. I'll wear a bow tie.
Martin, this is really important to me. I love my father, and I really care about what he thinks.
Babe, I care about what he thinks, too. You're my future, girl. You know that?
Then don't worry. Just be yourself, and Daddy's gonna love you.
He's coming. He's coming. Run for your life. Run for your life. Oh, forget it. You haven't got a chance.
Yo, talk to me, Detroit. We're talking in-laws. What's up?
Hey, Martin. This is D down the car wash. You know, my woman's father hated me, but my woman stood by me right to the end. When he tried to run me down with his car, she stood by me. When he tried to poison me with pesticides, she stood by me. When he tried to shoot me with a shotgun, she stood by me.
And what happened?
Well, I ducked, and he shot her by mistake, man. Now, is that loyalty or what?
Nah, partner, that's stupidity. Ladies, if you meet a man named D, all right, don't stand too close, and please remember to duck. Yo, this is our last caller. What's up?
I don't know why you have a problem with in-laws, Martin. My mother-in-law lives with me, and she tells me how to raise the kids, how to clean the house, and how to cook the meals. And we get along just fine.
Oh, that's sweet. And your husband likes all that.
No, he left us 3 years ago.
Yo, what was your husband's name?
Roscoe.
Roscoe, you're a very, very smart guy. Yo, they're a bunch of nags. I'm out. Yo, this is the insane Martin Payne saying, see you when I see you. Peace. Yo, Sean, look, man. When I'm on the air, you have to be clear with your hand signals, man. I don't know if you're telling me to wrap it up or you're choking on a chicken bone.
Oh. Well, that only happened once, and that wasn't a chicken bone. That was a pen cap.
What are you doing eating pen caps? Yo, boss man, what's up?
You, Sean, I saw you touching my Cadillac again.
No, I didn't touch your car.
That's right, right. Hey, look, boss.
Shut up, Martin. You were putting your clammy hands all over my Tillywax, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Well, maybe I'm hallucinating. Maybe I'm out of my freaking mind.
No. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go down there right now, and I'll wash your car.
Okay. He falls for it every week. What's wrong with you, Martin? Last time I looked like that, an ugly woman had told me she was 3 months late.
I'm a little nervous, man. I'm meeting Gina's parents tonight.
Oh, look, bro, no problem. Just do what I do when I meet a girl's parents. Check out the mother, because that's what you're going to be dealing with in 20 years. And if she is a fat sow with warts, head for the hills while you can.
But what if Gina's mother looked great, man?
Then dump Gina and hit on the mother. Look, Martin, those old women, they are wild, man. Yes, sir. Look, Martin, I love me some experienced, wide-hip women. Right? And you will, too. Changed my life.
Get this.
You want me to go home and get my clip on?
No. Martin, what are you so nervous about, man? These are Gina's parents. They have to be okay.
Her father's, man, this big, famous doctor, man. He's used to Gina going out with lawyers, doctors, astronauts. I'm telling you, man, he ain't gonna think I'm good enough for his daughter.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't. I remember what he got on his SATs.
Listen. What is he gonna think, right? I'm on the radio, I have no college degree. Yo, man, he gonna think I'm a street kid, man.
Yeah, he gonna think you're a nothing, a loser, a bum. Might as well be living in a box on the corner of Blind Willie and his bald-headed cat.
Yo, man, I don't wanna blow this tonight, man. First impressions, I mean a lot, Tommy.
Yeah, well, where you having dinner?
Shea Maurice's.
Ooh, Shea Maurice's, very impressive, yeah. Man.
Thank you. Now, you brothers know any French?
Lisa Bonet?
Martin, why you want to know French, man, huh?
Because the menu's in French, man. Her father speaks like 5 languages. I want to impress him, man.
Oh. Martin, look, man, come on. You don't have to know French to show them that you the man.
Yeah, just do what I do. Picture your parents naked when you talk to them.
What?
Yeah, you know, you picture somebody naked, right? They seem silly. Then you feel more in charge.
Yo, that works?
Sure it does, man. I do it all the time. Mom start yelling about the phone bill.
Cole?
Huh?
Cole, you're supposed to picture other folks' parents naked, not yours.
Really?
Yo, listen. Don't you see, man? Look, if Gina's father don't like me, Gina will start seeing me through her father's eyes, man. And this just sent me packing.
Martin, just treat the doctor as an equal and everything will be fine.
Oh, look, I'm going to, yo, bust this. I've been reading medical journals, right? You know what this is?
Oh, yeah. That's how you recognize a transvestite.
See, yeah, that's in the real world. But in the medical world, this is the Adam's apple.
Martin, don't play that game, man, okay? You out your league.
Yeah, you know what? Just go with what you know. Make him play your game. Do your radio thing. You know what I'm saying?
I think I see what you said. Be like I am on the radio.
Yeah.
The wild and crazy me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Martin, that's a bit much, man.
No, Tommy, this could work, man. You know why? Because, see, her father see that I'm the man.
Gina will see that I'm a man. They'll respect me and I look large, man.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Take charge. Yo, show them you to me.
Yo. Yo. I'm the man. Tommy?
Yeah?
I'm the man.
You the man.
Hey. And that's why we're partners. Give me love. Yeah. Yo, man, this is the insane Martin Payne. Taking charge. See you when I see you. Peace.
Oh, damn fool, don't stand a chance.
I wish you lived closer, Gina. I get so worried about you living in this city by yourself.
I'm not alone, Mama. I have Martin.
Where is he? I was always on time when I dated your mother.
He'll be here, Daddy. How did your lecture go?
Oh, your father's speech was the highlight of the whole chiropractic conference.
Interesting. The Europeans are much more open-minded regarding chiropractic medicine. Apparently, what's-his-name isn't coming. Shall we order?
Eat the bread, Clef.
Martin isn't late, Daddy. I wanted to spend a little time alone with you to make sure you were nice to him.
I'm always nice.
Oh, here he is! Martin!
What's up?
Mama, Daddy, this is Martin.
Yo, what's up, man? How you living? How you living? How you live? Oh, hey.
Hello, Martin. Hey. We've been looking forward to this for such a long time.
Oh, man. Now, excuse me, but, baby, who is this? You didn't tell me you had a younger sister? You go, girl. Yeah.
We have heard so much about you.
Yes, we have.
Well, you know, they know me up in here. Yo, partner, what up? Call me, man, call me.
Well, shall we order? I believe the kitchen is still open.
Cool, I'm hungry.
Would you care to select the wine, Martin?
Me?
You do know your wines, don't you?
I mean, give me that me. Do I know my wines? Yo, Pierre, come now. Yeah, look, hook us up with the past day C. Gerenzi de Pete. Look it up.
You just ordered no cigars or pipe smoking, please.
I knew that. I'm just playing with you. Let me see what you order. You order something, huh?
We'll have the 82 Rothschild. Is that all right with you, Martin?
Did you say 82?
Yes, I did.
All right. Because if you say 83, I'm about to crack you in your head with the bottle. I am so crazy. I should be a comedian, huh? Woo! One of these buns.
Did you always smile this much?
Oh, Clef, leave the boy alone. You're making him nervous.
Hey, now stop that. I'm not nervous. I ain't never nervous.
Daddy, Martin's a DJ. He works very, very hard.
I can imagine. Playing records must be really exhausting work for an adult.
Martin is on talk radio, Daddy.
Is that right?
Yeah, see, the show is actually a platform to discuss important issues of the day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You go, girl. That's right, Cliffy Cliff. Yo, in fact, we had this debate the other day about quack doctors. You know what I'm saying? Faith healers. Chiropractors. Yeah, oh, man, that's my lady. So anyway, what do these chiropractors do? I mean, crack. And you're done. Come on, look, let me tell you something. My grandmother, right, used to crack my back the same way, except she used to use the back of a chair. And guess what? She ain't charged me no $85 either.
I am a chiropractor.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you? Get your hands off of my wife!
What a disaster, huh?
Yep.
Think they noticed?
Martin, you burned my father, you fondled my mother, I think you blinded the waiter. They noticed. Everybody in that restaurant noticed.
You mad?
What were you thinking?
Babe, I just want to make a good impression.
Why couldn't you just be yourself? Why must you always go overboard?
Look, Gina, I wanted to impress your father so bad I blew it. I wanted him to like me so you wouldn't leave me.
Is that what you thought, that I would leave you?
Maybe.
Oh, Martin, baby, come here. Come here, sweetheart. Honey, I respect my father, but it doesn't change the way I feel about you. I love you.
You do?
Of course I do. When you're yourself.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you too.
I want you.
I knew you'd go there.
But that's all right. You're going with me.
Oh, really? You my baby?
I'm your baby.
You my baby?
I'm your baby.
Let's look into something a little more sexy.
You go, girl. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, babe, just rip that off, girl. I'm ready now. Brother gonna work it out. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just messing up my groove.
Gina. It's your father.
Daddy? What
happened to you, Dad? Never mind that. You left your keys in the door in this godforsaken neighborhood.
Well, where's Mama?
I don't know. Downstairs looking for a parking space. Where's that boyfriend of yours?
Why?
That soup gave me blisters, you know?
You know, you really got the wrong impression. Martin is so good to me, Daddy.
He's a joker. He's a loudmouth. He's a fool. The man is a moron.
I'm an adult, and I don't have to justify him to you.
Is that so?
Look at me! Look at me! I'm in love! Look at me and see my happiness!
Gina, what's the matter with you? You can't raise a family on happiness. How far can the two of you get on his jokes and pranks? What's up in me?
Well, that's my decision.
This is too much. I need a drink.
No, I'll get it. No, no, no.
I can get myself a drink, for God's sakes.
Dad!
Yo, babe. Yo. Look, I ripped my drawers. You got any panties I can wear?
What are you wearing?
That's all I can find.
Gina?
What the hell is going on here?
What's up, Doc?
This is the man you're in love with?
Babe, I'm sorry. I did it again.
Martin, you have nothing, nothing to apologize for.
That's what we get for barging in on you, too. Don't mind Cliff, Martin. Nobody's good enough for Gina as far as he's concerned. Let's go, dear.
I just want what's best for my daughter. Is that so wrong?
I want what's best for Gina, too. Look, I love her. Look, I may be standing here in a trash bag, but I'm not trash. I am in love with this woman. And someday, I'm gonna give it a whirl. Or I'll die trying. Sir.
Martin, I think you're a good man. And you love my daughter.
Most definitely.
And that's all that's important.
Thank you, Mama.
Miss W, can I ask you a question? You're not just saying that because I was all up on you in the restaurant. I was just playing with you. Dr. Waters, I'm sorry I insulted your work.
We know that, Martin. Cliff, look, he's standing a little crooked. Maybe you could help him with some of your chiropractic skill.
Nadine.
Go on, Martin. Go on.
No, I mean, I'm cool. I'm straight. I mean, you know.
Come here, Martin.
I don't want to.
Come here, Martin.
Call me later.